haven't even checked this camera.
Unfocused!
That's all right.
All right.
What up?
We're back for Unfocused. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And
this is Unfocused. This is a story about two friends who got together, put a podcast together, and
about anything. And here we are still. This is episode 282. This is the Grindivore episode.
Gardevoir.
Is that how you say it? Gardevoir episode. And Gardevoir is, you're never going to guess this. I think the last time was like the empathy Pokemon or the feeling Pokemon or something.
The emotional Pokemon.
Bro, no. The embrace Pokemon.
Okay, all right.
Like, what does that even mean?
We got something different this time, you know, with this this evolution line here.
Props to them for that.
Yeah, we finally got something different. It wasn't like the bird Pokemon this time or something whack, you know? This thing has some feelings.
The seagull Pokemon,
you know? See previous Unfocused episodes.
Well, last time it was the emotion Pokemon, yeah.
The emotion,
Embrace
was.
Has a little more creativity, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
All right, this is a show about video games, comics, anime, movies, all that. It used to be about music, too, but slowly they're trying to phase that out of us.
Yeah, the man doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll still mix it.
It even went so as far as spinning off into its own podcast, and, you know, even that got wrecked. So, you know, we tried.
No one can say we didn't try.
No.
How was your Unfocused week, though, AJ?
Oh, you know, it was cool because right now we're live on twitch.tv/closure28 or maybe on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Or probably even Apple Podcast, right?
That's right, that too.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you know, it was a pretty good week. Last week, actually, just the other day, I went to go ahead and picked up a stash of comics that they're holding for me. So I got a bunch of Sonic comics now that I got to go through. And I'm actually low on bags and boards now. So now I finally have to buy some after so many years. But I have freaking, not only is there the main issues here, the main series, but also there's a side series going on here too. So I got 8 comics deep now.
Hey, you know, not trying to convert you or nothing, but if you ever wanted to go to Collector's Paradise, they don't charge you for bag and boards if you have a subscription with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have my own because, you know, but now, I mean, you know, I'm running out, so maybe I will start getting them from them. Or maybe I'll just keep on doing it myself. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I got those. I haven't started reading anything yet, but I will. And I still got to read my previous shit that I haven't read yet. Why does this thing need so many updates?
How's that Yojimbo going?
I don't know, because I haven't read it. That's another one that I haven't touched yet.
At least you know his stories can never end.
Right? As long as I never make it end, you know? But yeah, definitely, that's right. I got to go back on that, too, so I can start buying the other issues on that. What else? Oh, yeah, so I played a lot of Among Us last week, too. Last week was Thanksgiving. And my family, my siblings and all that, we all like got together on FaceTime and we're talking, hanging out and stuff like that, right? And then I was telling my sister like a couple weeks ago, I'm like, yo, have you heard of Among Us? And she's like, yeah, I've been wanting to play that. We should play sometime. I'm like, yeah, let me know when. And, you know, since it was a holiday weekend and stuff, she had 4 days off. So we played Among Us like almost every night last weekend, Thanksgiving, the day after and all that. And it was cool. It was just like all my sisters pretty much were all playing, and their siblings, not their siblings, their children. So my nieces were playing too and all that. And then some random people will come in too, like their significant others and all that were popping in and out and stuff like that. So it was fun. It was a good times. I actually recorded a lot of our gameplay too, just for fun. What sucks though is that out there where they live, their internet sucks. So I wasn't able to get them to get on Discord and play at the same time. And my sister, one of them was always dropping out too because the internet connection out there just sucks. So she was constantly dropping out. So that kind of sucked. So we're just using the chat feature in the game to kind of figure out what was going on. So we're just chatting back and forth like that. So we weren't able to do voice like most people would do when they're playing Among Us. But we still had fun. It was still a good time. So did a lot of that. Played Tekken. Okay. So you know how we were playing Tekken the other day? I was just focusing on learning how to do down to down forward one. So it's not a quarter circle forward. It's a,
you have to actually input
a third
one,
circle
two,
forward. Yeah. No, it's down and then down forward. So not down, down, forward, forward. It's just down and down forward. So from bottom to corner.
Oh shit.
If you overdo it, you get a different move.
Yeah. You get a totally different move.
I get forward one instead of the command I'm trying to do. So I was just focusing on doing that because Julia has some good combos and good air combos out of that shit. And I was just fucking trying to, I was just all day just doing that shit for like 2 or 3 hours straight, just trying to do that, watching football, doing that shit.
You
And
know,
I kind of got it down.
the last game I remember even allowing that to be the last command is like SNK. Like some of their supers end with a corner randomly where you can't do the forward or it's gonna fuck the whole thing up.
Yeah.
That's funny though. I don't think I've seen that since. That's pretty
But
interesting.
that's a Julia thing. It's always been there. It's I think it's called Party Crasher, actually, I think is what it is. And I've never been able to like do it like on command. If I think about it like moments before I do it, I might get it. But that's about it. But this time I was just trying to focus on doing it so I can actually do juggles out of it. And I think I got it. I'm like, you know, I'll land it like 80% of the time now, which is pretty cool, which is more than ever before. So that's something that I'm learning in Tekken. So I can just do more Julia. 'Cause Julia right now, she's completely different than how she'd be used to play. At least I never got to like a pro level with Julia, actually, if anything. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. 'Cause my Josie's is too good right now.
My bad. Is that
And
so?
I really want to focus on Julia. So that's what I'm trying to do. And then Soul Calibur dropped with a new patch the other night. And so I was learning some new Talon stuff today. Did a little bit of that. Oh yeah, and I got a 3D printer. That's the other thing. That's why I brought this out here.
I've seen you.
So I printed this out. I just put it together last night, and I started printing out shit today. So I made this little thing printed out like in 8 minutes. This little thing took 8 minutes to print, and I already broke it because I was trying to take it off so I can
Wow.
show it off. But it's
Wow.
pretty much just a little clip that clips on to hold my wires down against my onto my 3D printer. So that's cool. And then I printed out this, which is another thing to help with my 3D printer. It's just a little cover to cover some of the electronics. And I'm gonna ceremony right now. I'm gonna break this off right now. But this is
Damn.
how it prints. It prints out a layer sometimes, and then you can just peel it off.
And that's yours
And
now?
then,
That's your piece for
yeah,
whatever you need to
this
be
is
making?
exactly, this is what I made. This little cover to go over some electronic stuff. The little holes here for the wires and all that. Little screw holes on that too.
You ever hear like that kid from the episode's ending of TV shows, right? I made this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it, man.
Yeah, now I got this piece I don't know what to do with. But yeah, so I'm gonna start having some fun with that. I gotta learn how to 3D model some shit, and so I can start printing a lot of shit out. But that's kind of exciting because one of the biggest things I want to do is a handheld, like almost like a Game Boy type of thing, with the Raspberry Pi. That's a lot of things people make a lot with the
Yeah,
3D printer.
you were talking about this not long ago.
Yeah, so getting a screen in there, a little Raspberry Pi, one of those micro ones, and just get some buttons on there, and you just print out yourself the cover and everything, and yeah, you're good. So I want to do something like that. I've also seen some people print out like just, oh, that's what I want to do too. So remember the Gigapets and Tamagotchis and all that?
Fuck
Yeah,
yeah. Dude.
I still have mine from back in the day, but they're missing their battery covers, and that's something I want to do is
Oh.
print out a new battery
Oh,
cover for that.
that's interesting.
So
That's
that's
a
something I
smart
gotta add to
move.
my list. And Carla has a list because we've been talking about this for a while. Like, oh, what would we print out? And I had her keep a list of things that we want to do. So I gotta hit her up for that list and ask her to add that if it's not already on there. But something else I want to do too. So just stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been doing. Oh, we played some Smash, right? We did that.
Indeed.
We did some Smash Bros.
Yeah, we played that. Played the fuck out of that.
Yeah. All right. I think that's pretty much what I've been up to for the most part.
All right. For my unfocused week, I started watching Fargo season two. You ever seen that show, Fargo? Man, that show's fucking great. It's every Fargo movie or show is about a random true story that really happened in that city called Fargo, and it's always super fucked up and super dark.
Oh, like actual true stories?
Yeah, well, I think it's based off of a true story, so it's
Oh,
like
okay.
I think it's more like the event that sparks it, like whatever happens in the first episode, that's true, and everything after is like conjecture, them filling in like what happened based on whatever they want it to be, you know?
Yeah, so it's kind of based off like this, like people are talking about this happening. This is our interpretation of
Yeah,
that
basically,
and
but the
dramatization of it.
exactly, but the first episode's
Like
always,
Mothman prophecies.
yeah, kind of like that. But the first episode's usually like the event that happened, you know, like that's the point of interest, you know. And yeah, this one's really fucking good too. But trips me out how trippy these people are that live in Fargo and that they just let shit happen to them all the time. And that's usually what the show what it's about.
Is Fargo like a small town?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
like very, it's like near Minnesota.
Well,
It's like
oh, okay.
Minnesota, so
Yeah.
like yeah, they all talk like that too. So yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've been watching that.
Don't you know, like that?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's it.
I'm like, what's that accent I like to do all the time?
Yeah,
with Minnesotans.
I've been playing Splatoon like crazy, going back and forth between A and B plus. It's really annoying.
I was playing the other night too. I almost dropped in something. I got scared. I stopped playing.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to me the other day. I went down to B plus, and like, then I was like, fuck that. I'm gonna move back up to A today. Like, and then like, I dropped to, or I got a crack in it. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna stop. I'm getting mad right now.
Yeah. I had like three cracks in mine. I was like, fuck.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not even past that bar yet either.
You only get two
I'm
more.
I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that shit sucks, man. I guess the competition's getting stiffer on that.
I think it's just out of practice for me.
What else? Smash Bros. Like AJ said, I lost the hammer, sadly.
Oh yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
epically in the finale, in the last round.
yeah, it was.
Hmm. Other than that,
we won't say who took it.
Doesn't matter. Tai Chi. I watched this horror movie called His House on Netflix.
In the middle of the street.
That's our house. That's different.
Oh, my bad.
I had the one actress from Lovecraft Country, the sister Ruby. I can't remember her actress's name. Yeah, she was in there. I feel like I watched some. Oh, that Harley Quinn animated show on Amazon Prime. That's pretty good. I've been watching that. And I've been trying to watch this extended version of Batman vs. Superman that they have on HBO Max. It's supposed to be, like, way better. And you know what? I was watching it, and surprisingly, it does make the movie make more sense.
Hmm.
They add these little scenes where it's, like, Superman was investigating Batman. Like, so he was going around Gotham asking people, like, what they thought about Batman.
And they decided to cut that out?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, that's not even expensive shit. No. I'm like, why would you cut this out? Like, this is what made... Like, this would have shut a lot of my arguments up about how it doesn't make sense that they don't like each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he really looked into him, you know? And they also showed that, like, Batman... It wasn't Batman's fault that people were getting killed in prison. Lex Luthor was setting that up to make him look bad. And you know, I'm like... Why would you cut that out? It was literally a 1 minute scene and explain the whole thing. Like, he was paying people in prison to kill anyone who had the Bat brand on
them.
What
the fuck?
I'm like, dude, this would have made so much, like, whatever. I guess that's what happened.
Could have spent 30 seconds to let us know that.
It didn't even, it was like a minute, bro. I was like, I don't see why this was cut. Like, this is, anyway. But, Batman v Superman is a little bit better. They still do wild things like kill people that you wouldn't think Batman or Superman would do. So I still don't like it for that. But you know, at least the movie makes a little more sense. What other things? I think that's the main stuff I've been doing.
They were bitching about the runtime being 3 hours. That's why it got cut.
I mean, I get it, but like they should have. I know this is going to sound unpopular. They should have cut some of the dumbass action out instead of cutting out the story. Like they should have cut the whole Doomsday thing out. The whole Doomsday thing is not needed. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't see why that happened at all. Superman dying at the end, like, I don't know. It seemed like it was just a reason to show off Wonder Woman at the end of the day. Like, but anyway.
Spoilers.
All right.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
You seen the trailer where they kill it right away that she's in it?
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad when I saw that trailer. I was like, I could have been so surprised in the movie theater that Wonder Woman was there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. Anyway, okay, let's talk about something else. Mandalorian's been fucking amazing. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it, but it's been
I haven't seen it
wildly good, and it's connecting more to the movies now.
How many episodes are there?
Five.
There are five.
There's
in?
Eight in total.
So all right, I might start watching it soon.
You
then.
Should start watching. Someone's going to kill it for you. I was trying to tell our buddy Chris last week when we were fighting, playing the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, you shouldn't hold out. You should just watch it. I've seen people talking about it online, like posting stuff blatantly. Like, I'm like, dude.
He hasn't started either?
No. And I'm dude, someone's going to kill it for you.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to, like, avoid anything like that.
I don't know how you're getting lucky. Cause
I know, me neither.
I'm not even looking for it. And I see people, like, posting. I'm like, geez, dude. Like, what if I didn't know? You know, like, that would have fucked it up for me. Like, anyway.
That's always the worst you see something. Like, you're so lucky I fucking.
Yeah.
I seen this shit already. And it was just yesterday.
Yeah, I would have been mad otherwise, dude. Yeah. But yeah, Mandalorian's been really good. More plot, more story. I think that's the main stuff. I think I'll stop there for now. I could probably say more, but I'm going to stop there for now. Also, don't forget, you can check us out by following us on Twitter at unfocused28.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and then also you can email us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. You can ask us questions, tell us things you want us to talk about, correct us if you think you know better, which you probably don't, but you can try.
Yeah.
Other things? Stitcher,
Instagram @unfocusedpodcast. collision28.com. Join the Discord, collision28.com/discord. And we're on Stitcher. Oh, no, we're on Spotify. That's the one that you got to tell people. We're on Spotify.
That's the one.
Because that's more important than anything else.
It's more accessible, too.
Tell your friends, you know. Yeah. If you're telling your friends about our show, and they're like, how do I listen to it? Spotify. Easy. I know you got that.
Easy. You don't like commercials? Spotify. They have commercials, too, but they have less than YouTube.
Well, we don't do commercials. Yeah, that's right. Well, if you got the podcast any other way, that's the audio way, there's no commercials. One day I want to troll, though, just as just for kicks, maybe April Fool's, you know, in the middle of the show, just play a video, like our show just got cut off in the middle of it, and they have it be an ad. Mm-hmm. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
All right, ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Oh, I missed the button. Okay! This is the dude.
Let's do it!
The dude. Yes! You are weak.
Let's get it! All right, this is the part where we talk about news.
Yes.
AJ, you want to hit us?
Yeah. So, Black Panther on Disney Plus. Apparently, Disney went out of their way to do a little editing to the opening. You know how every opening have that screen where the comic books are like flashing by and you get the Marvel logo coming through?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like a bunch of different scenes in of all these different, you know, parts in every single movie. They did something special for Stan Lee, though, right? They had a lot of his scenes there instead,
right? Yeah, like a bunch of Stan Lee moments. Yeah.
Yep. Well, they did something for Black Panther. They replaced that opening with a lot of his scenes and stuff like that, and just quotes he said and stuff like that passing through.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But also, it's kind of crazy that Disney can go ahead and do all that. You know, I mean, I know it's their movie technically, and it's on their platform. But the fact that they, you know, which I like that they did it, but I'm also kind of concerned, like, what else might they do in the future, you know?
You know what I don't like about that? That they don't spend that time to make their fucking service better. And, like, they spend all that time editing these little things and, like, taking out these things that offend people. I'm like, how about you guys spend time updating the fucking streaming service?
What's wrong with that? I haven't used it in the fight forever.
I bet you it's subconscious. You don't even realize you don't want to use it. Because it doesn't remember things, like... It remembers exactly the last episode you watched, but it doesn't it'll remember the marker. Mm-hmm. So when you click X-Men, it automatically plays the next episode you're supposed to watch. You can't go to the menu. You can't go to the episode list.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of annoying.
That's really annoying because then you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
You have to actually search it now and click X-Men in the search, and then you get the list of episodes. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, you're Disney. Like, what's going on here? There's a lot of little things like that like rub me wrong about it. That like
and
Netflix,
like quality and HBO, of life type of things, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like Netflix and HBO.
First world problems.
You know, but if Netflix and HBO Max got it down, now it's just a standard. It's not even a first world problem now. Like you got to at least do these things like to make sure it works right. You know, like because it makes you not want to use it. I don't like to use it. I try not to use Disney Plus when I don't have to anymore. I'm like, I might even cancel it.
I don't think I ever had that issue. I'm more so like, I have nothing that I want to go watch on there right now without it being a commitment, you know? Like, I'm down to go watch, like, the old school X-Men because I've never seen it, but, like, now I'm going to watch a whole series, and I don't know if I want to do that right now. So that's why I've been keeping away from a lot of things.
Yeah.
Or Disney Plus in general.
Well, don't forget you're paying for it.
I'm not Carla is, so I'm good.
Best response ever. Okay. I know she's getting her use out of it, so.
I think she uses it, though.
Yeah, she does. That's what I'm saying. I know she's getting her use out of it.
Yeah, yeah. She's been watching random shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, oh, some Disney. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, that's cool.
All right.
That Leon Leo there?
He is the great Leon.
Yeah.
With a
new
right.
name.
So, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you heard Ellen Page, you know,
I have heard
the from Juno and from Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
She is now no longer Ellen Page. Mm-mm. She's transgender. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means she had an official sex change or not. I don't know.
That's usually what it means.
It could mean that, or it could mean that she just identifies herself as a man now. Cause like, you know, that's a thing now. It's like you can identify as whatever you want to or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but either way, regardless, she went out of her way to clarify that with Umbrella Academy, she will still be playing Vanya Hargreaves.
Oh, interesting.
Female character, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's not going to change for Umbrella Academy.
Interesting.
I don't think it would be a problem if it did, because I could see fucking Klaus being like, oh, nice. Do you have your D yet? Like, I could hear Klaus saying something about that, you know, like, yeah, and that'd be the end of the problem. Like, it wouldn't even be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
But no, she said she will still be Vanya Hargreaves.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was worried about in a way. But yeah, she put out a whole like statement and saying that she's Elliot Page now. She is to be referred to as he now, and all that. So I was like, okay, cool. But like, what about Umbrella Academy? Like, there's a certain character you're portraying there.
Yeah. No, she's gonna stick with Vanya.
All right then. Cool. Anything else?
That's all. That's, I mean, it. She's you go boy, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. AJ.
Okay. No, Tai Chi said something there. So, Smash GG, which is a service a lot of gamers use if you're attending tournaments, right? This is what we use to sign up for Evo. We also use it to sign up for Wednesday Night Fights, too, when that was happening. You know, any in-person event you're doing, actually, even online events use Smash.GG as a service to sign up for tournaments, because this is where it holds your information of what tournaments you attended. So when you're attending a new tournament, they can kind of seed you correctly based off your, you know, previous tournament and all that. So it kind of keeps those stats there. It's also a bracket that tournament organizers use to kind of figure out who's playing who goes next and all that, right? Well, this service has been purchased by Microsoft. Just happened today. I just saw this right now before I got home. I was like looking up last minute stories, and I was like, what? Smash GG got purchased by Microsoft? Which kind of has me scared, because like, what is Microsoft planning to do with this? But Microsoft went ahead and said that they're not planning to do anything crazy with it. They're okay with letting it be how it is right now and continuing having esports use this, you know? Which I find kind of crazy too right now is that Smash, as the name intends, you know, Smash.gg was made originally for Smash Brothers. So Smash used to use this, and then it got so big that just every tournament started to use it, right?
Just like Shoryuken.
Yeah, actually, Shoryuken, it's more of a fighting game thing now, more than anything else. But then Microsoft owns this Smash thing. I wonder if there's any legality issues in there with Smash Brothers, Microsoft, Nintendo. I don't know. I don't think there is anything there.
Yeah, I hope they wouldn't want to. They probably shouldn't open that door, because I feel like it's going to become a big-ass fucking problem.
And then also on top of that, too, like, since it's owned by Microsoft now, I guess it's up to Microsoft in a way. But like, is Namco and Capcom and Nintendo, are they all going to be okay with this platform being used for their games by a Microsoft-owned company? I don't know. I'm probably digging too deep into it, but you know, those are some things to kind of consider. But also, what I hope for is that maybe this will make Smash.gg a better service in some way, because Microsoft is known for software. And it's a type of software, right? So maybe we'll get better organization for tournaments in some way. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
And Tai Chi says Sony uses Microsoft's cloud computing.
That's true, yeah. And a lot of people use Amazon Web Services too. So I guess they're all right with it. I don't know. I'm just causing issues, you know.
All right.
But yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay. In other news, so Star Wars has Marvel, I guess specifically, has canceled the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker comic book.
Oh, wow.
So every time when the Star Wars movie comes out, you know, a few months later, like maybe 6 months later, a comic book will come out that kind of has a little bit more detail in it and kind of fills in some plot holes. Usually I think that's why they make those, is to fill in the movie plot holes.
Right, really. Yeah.
Yeah, but so Rise of Skywalker, the comic has reportedly been canceled. Issue number one was originally supposed to drop in June, and, you know, everyone was waiting for a new decision for the new day of the comic's release, and we've just never gotten it. And then Star Wars basically kind of said that, or Marvel said basically that, you know, there's no plan to release that first issue as of right now. In other words, it's fucking canceled. Like we don't know if it's gonna come.
It's indefinite.
Ever. Yeah, and then also curiously, they canceled the reprint of issue 4 of The Rise of Kylo Ren, which is a comic that's running right now by Marvel for Star Wars. And it is also connected to the Rise of Skywalker. And they're not going to be making a second print of those issues.
No, that sucks.
So first print, you know, who knows? It might be worth something.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's going to be rare now.
Yeah. I don't know if it's any good to make it worth money, but it might be.
Are they going to keep them as everything that's happened so far? Is it considered to be canon still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sequels are still canon. There's still 7, 8, 9, sadly, so can't take the canon away. But you know what's funny? You used to ask about that. There's this thing they have in Rebels and Clone Wars called the Veil of the Force. And it's this thing they found that actually shows them other dimensions and other timelines. And people think that they introduced that to eventually say that Rise of Skywalker is happening in a whole nother, like that the whole 7, 8, 9 are happening in a whole nother universe, or maybe to say that they don't count. That's what a lot of people think. They're trying to do that. And I guess in the most recent Star Wars Lego comedy movie that came out on Disney Plus, they make a joke about, oh, the Veil of the Force, is that going to erase some bad decisions? They say something like that. And that's kind of like got people more like, look, they made a joke about it. Like they noticed it too, you know? Like, yeah. So, that, I don't know if that answers your point you tried to make right there. Cause you never know. I do that.
Okay. No, I was just wondering if the whole comic series itself, you know, since it was supposed to be connected to the movies, now that it's been canceled, can we still consider that comic series that's already come out as canon?
Oh, or I see what you're asking.
Because it got canceled, should we assume that, okay, none of that ever happened, none of that should count anymore?
You know, I'm not sure if the Rise of Kylo Ren one is done. If it's done, it's probably canon. But if it's not, then I don't know. That's a good question, AJ.
Because then you just leave shit wide open, you know, like, the fuck. Right. And then on top of that, I just thought about this, and I'm pretty sure we talked about it in the past, but Knights of Ren, we never saw anything with them, right?
Well, you saw Rise of Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
I think that was them, right? That he was fighting them himself. Kylo Ren ended up killing the Knights of Ren himself.
Oh, it was? But we never get to see, like how they gathered and became friends. And like, we never saw anything other than that.
Nope.
No backstory.
You can blame J.J. Abrams for that.
Was that ever explained in the comics at all?
Nope.
Did we? Oh, man, my God. Okay, never mind. Anyways.
Nope.
Let's move on before I piss off myself and Star Wars
and others.
Fans. So Mario Maker, the original one that came out on the Wii U. This is the game that, had you make, your own levels and all that, and you can share them with other people, right? So there's a database out there full of just people, creations that people have made that you can access. And that's all going to end on March 31st, 2021. So the original Mario Maker, be no longer be able to download any of those previous made games.
What?
I mean, if you have any already, you can still play them and all that, but there's no sharing. They're shutting down the service for all that. Hmm. What's interesting about this decision, though, is that March 31st, 2021 is also a day where a bunch of other things are said to be ending, like the Mario 35 game that's on the Switch, the Super Mario All-Stars 3D or 3D All-Stars is supposed to stop being sold on that date too and all that. So it's kind of interesting. Like, what is Nintendo doing and why is this such a end date for so many Nintendo things and products? I don't know. Do you think there's something big coming out afterwards?
I could see that. I mean, they seem to be getting quicker about cutting off their old shit. I don't like that, man. Like, they used to be good about your old shit could last forever.
I mean, that happens, and over a few years, yeah, people assume that it's going to happen nowadays. But
it's happening faster.
But why this date? Why March 31st, 2021? Is that the end of the world day? You know, is there something, does Nintendo know something that we don't know?
They're about to hit us. Well, it's probably a double blind for some bullshit they're going to tell us for April Fools. And then it'll actually be something cool.
Imagine that is the day before April Fools. Yo, yeah, so that's a good point.
They might be setting up for a big fuck with us moment and then give us something real later.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll see something. That. Hopefully, something big. The one main thing that is on this date, though, is the end of the physical year for retail and for sales and all that. So that's where people end cap their sales for a certain season and all that. So that's what that date is for. But why are you ending so many things on that date? Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Anyways, and then Tai Chi brings up Captain Phasma. So let's not talk about that either.
Yeah. Right.
All right, what you got next?
So I think this is one that you also have, so you might want to chime in on it a little bit.
I will.
PlayStation 5 owners have been getting banned, but not just any PlayStation 5 owners. One specifically that seemed to be taking advantage of a PlayStation Plus collection loophole.
Yes.
Right? You want to explain what that loophole is, AJ?
Yeah, so if you if you bought a PS5 and you signed into that PS5 with your account and you sign up for PlayStation Plus, then you get access to this collection. And it's a bunch of PS4 games in this collection, and a lot of good titles here, like Bloodborne, Days Gone. Oh, that's cool. God of War, Detroit Become Human. What else is here that I recognize? Batman Arkham Knight, Fallout 4, Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition, Mortal Kombat 10, Persona 5. These are all games, and there's a few more. Crash Bandicoot's in there too, the Insane Trilogy. All that, you can access that for free if you're a PS5 owner and signing in with your own account, right? And then after you sign into that PlayStation with that service, you can go and sign into your PS4 and have access to that whole collection there. So what people were doing were selling
access codes access, with a whole bunch of PS4 games in it, right?
Let's say you had the PS5.
Yeah.
Okay, well, actually, Tai Chi has a PS5. He has a PS5. He has PlayStation Plus, right? You have a PS4. You're like, hey, I want access to that. Tai Chi's like, yo, give me $5. I'll give you access to it. So then you can go ahead and download all that shit on your PS4. So that's what people are doing. Anyone that had a PS5, they're charging money so someone can sign into their system.
Because you can only...
So they can go back and sign into their PS4 and have access to that collection.
Because you can only do it for free with the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I
see. Yeah. So the whole point of that is that, okay, I have a PS5 and a PS4. So when I go back to my PS4 and my account, you know, all my shit would be there.
Well, honestly...
But the loophole was like sharing
they it. They should have left that. That's their fault. They shouldn't have allowed that to happen. You can't ban people for that. You got to fucking... patch that problem, actually. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah, and the way they're finding people is that they're looking for anomalies in people's accounts. If they see way too many people signing into one PlayStation 5, then they know, okay, that person is in charge of this, and they're banning them for, like, for a lifetime.
No! They're lifetime bans?
Yeah.
No, see, that's...
What is it?
No, bro, that's wrong. They should patch their problem, not ban people. They should give them a warning and patch the problem. Not ban everyone who does it. That's lazy as fuck.
Yeah, I think some of them are lifetime bans, and other people, the people that were getting the, you know, paying for everything and getting that PS4, they're getting like a few month banned. Like they're banned for like a couple of months or something.
Dude,
like
I'd be fucking pissed off.
But the people that are selling their accounts, yeah, they're getting lifetime bans. And also, it looks like it's a bunch of people in Hong Kong that were selling their accounts that exploited this.
Hey, look, and Tai Chi says exactly what we've been saying for years. That's why you don't go fully digital. It's exactly why, you know, because now you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly well, actually, that kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're all digital, now you can't access any of your shit.
Yeah, now they can cut off your shit whenever they want.
Wow.
I've said this years ago on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I've said it. If you go all digital, they now have control of all your shit and whether you can use it or not.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Apple Music. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't like that you pay for that and... You well, have all these things. They can take it out whenever they want, remove it whenever they want. Like,
yeah,
no.
I don't look at as like Apple Music or Spotify as a service where I own everything. It's more of like, yeah, I'm
streaming their database.
It's like cable TV, you know, like, you know, you're paying for a service so you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want, whatever's available at that time, that day and everything. That's how I see Spotify and Apple Music and all that. But gaming, that's something that we're like, we own it, we buy it, we can control it. We play it. We have our own stats in it. You know, we're putting work into it. We have save files for it.
See, no, I feel
and like, now you're taking that away.
I feel the same way about the music because they sold us all these Apple Music things in an attempt to get rid of.
Oh, you're talking about like digital download. Okay, you're talking about digital downloads.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
okay,
what we're talking
about. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
them moving.
I thought you're talking
into...
more about the service.
No, the same. Well, the service is sold as an alternative to having an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, that's the same thing to me. Like that's fucked up. You pushed everyone to get this, so now you can take this away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked. Like, that's, I don't know. I don't like that. And then, like I said, they should have got a warning. It's their fault there's a loophole there. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be a loophole there. You shouldn't be able to access that from your PS4 at all. It should be blocked in some way.
I think that the point was so you can access it on your PS4, you know, because, hey, it's a PS4 games. Why? Because imagine this. You have a PS5. You're playing PS4 games. You're like, why can't I just play this on my PS4? What the fuck? You know, then you have another issue there, right?
Hmm.
So I think that's why they allowed it. But I don't think they expected anyone to exploit it like that and giving it to other people.
That makes them dumbasses. It's the fucking gaming community. All we do is exploit shit that they give us that's not
right.
Yeah,
if you give us a way to get free games, we're going to fucking do it, right?
Dude, like, I mean, like, that we always have. Like, no one's ever not done that, I don't feel like. I mean, not no one, but the community has always done that ever since SNES, you know? Like, emulators and shit. Like, come on, man, they're gonna figure it out. Like,
yeah, eventually they will. Also, one user reported that he made like $133, probably like in a day, charging about $7 for people to sign into his PS5. Yeah.
Oh shit.
So like.
Okay.
Some quick
well,
money right there, right?
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not saying that's okay, but I kind of get it a little bit more now.
I think it's the other thing that Sony is upset about. Like, the people are making money off of their own shit, which again, people will do anyways.
That's
anyways.
True. All right, it's your turn.
That, no, that's what happened there. Oh, yeah, it is my turn. So, in other news, Soul Calibur 6. We finally got our other character for this season, too.
Yeah,
so,
we've guessed. We wondered. I think we guessed Rock. We guessed some other people, too.
Yeah.
We guessed Young Sung, but I think we were pretty damn close because they're almost the same.
I think we said Wang at some point,
you know,
too, right?
We did, yeah.
It came up for sure.
I think we actually mentioned Wang and Assassin.
Yeah.
Which this guy is basically both.
Yeah. And then also, like, a couple weeks ago, we got, like, some art, right? It's like, oh, who is this? And I think we're leading more turn. Yeah, we're leading more turn Wang and all that, too.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think I was leaning towards Young Sung, but.
True.
Yeah, Huang was brought up for sure.
Yeah. And then Soul Calibur, their Twitter account was like teasing, like, hey, we're having this tournament going on this weekend. You guys got to tune in. They might be announcing something. And then, yeah, at that little tournament, their online tournament, they announced this dude. Yeah, Wang. Wang's in the game now. You can see all his majesty here on the trailer. What are you saying here? Personally, I don't consider them different. It's basically Tekken 2 King versus Tekken 3 King.
I don't know. I thought the same until I saw Assassin brought into the game. And I'm like, they're pretty different. You know? Like, I thought.
He's different now, though, only because it's a new game.
No, I mean in 2. Young Sung and Assassin were pretty different. Like, they had some moves they shared, but for the most part, they were pretty different.
I think he's talking more about the Hoang Young Sung comparison.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying Assassin, though.
Well, Assassin is Hoang, though.
Is it?
They're like the same other. They have the same moves. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, the commands are even the same. I'm pretty sure.
I've never played any of those characters. I have no clue, so I don't want to say anything about it because I have no idea. I mean, I've seen Assassin be played. I've seen Young Sung be played, but I don't know. Anyways, yeah, that's who it is. And also, we got a bunch of new outfits and stuff too, which is about to.
Oh, I didn't see that.
A lot of. Tekken, I don't know who the fuck that is.
That's
but look, I got King.
Oh shit!
So these are all just I already did that today. Xiao Yu. So I already put all that gear on.
Can I make Taki Anna?
You probably can. I don't know. Yeah, you could. Is that one of the outfits? Is that who that is?
Oh, maybe.
Like, who is?
Who
this?
Is that?
I don't think these are anybody we know.
Yeah, who's the witch?
But we have a Paul. Oh, the dog too. What the fuck? Leroy's dog.
Oh,
what
wow.
the fuck? Why?
That's random as fuck.
I didn't see that. You know what? I don't. Is it? No, it's Tekken that does this. I think Soul Calibur kind of. There's certain things you can't access for certain characters sometimes. But I think that's like a male female thing. And Tekken, it's worse. Tekken also got an update, and I was messing around with their outfit stuff, and you can't access certain. Items. Oh, certain characters get certain items. That's it. Like, you know, a certain outfit that one character have, the other character won't have it, which kind of sucks. It's like Nakaruru's bird.
It's
question mark, you said.
I don't know. Okay.
But yeah, anyways, so I was messing around with this update. Also, a few characters have new moves in this update as well. And also, there's slightly some new mechanics in the engine, like the I think we were talking about the other night too. RE, reversal edge.
Mm-hmm.
Not reversal edge. Reverse impact. You know the new impact.
RI.
So RI, if you didn't have enough bar to actually do it, then you would just do RE, which is kind of dumb, right? So
yeah.
Now if you RI. It'll be GI if you don't have a meter for it.
That's dope because it'll give you what you think. It will give you what you would expect.
So
anyway.
It will give you what you want if you made the mistake of like miscounting your bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not accidentally RE-ing and going to some bullshit you don't want. And also what kind of sucks for Talem is, you know how she can RE and then like stance out of it? I think Taki could do it too, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, we should look up your Taki stats because for Talem, I lose soul gauge now. If I do that.
What?
So if I RE and then, do a stance out of it, I lose a little bit of soul meter for it.
That's fucking kind of bullshit.
But I also have a new mechanic, too. So you know how freaking, what's her name, Setsuka? Who else has this? Amy, you know how to have that little icon now in the top corner to indicate, you know, if you're in a certain, if you're in a certain power stance or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Talon has something like that now. So she has a whole win status type of thing now.
Oh, shit. So like that you have the win power like upon you and shit?
Yeah. And, oh, and once that's activated, certain moves get a slightly bit of a buff. It's more of a reach more than anything else. I don't think anything's more powerful. I just get more of a reach. I think I get access to like one new move, maybe. That's about it. It's not that crazy, but it's kind of cool to see it though, and just and you just get more of a of effect now. And of course, you know, you'll see it. You'll see it. I get it at a stance though too. So you know the stance that Talon goes into to do the wind cannon.
Yeah.
So the Rasengan. It's out of that stance. So once I get into that stance, if I stay in it long enough, I get access to that new mechanic. Or if I do a move out of it, I'll get access to it. So there's ways to get into it.
Okay.
Mitsurugi reach? No, not quite Mitsurugi reach. Close though. No, it's not, it's barely. It's a little bit. It's a little bit of a reach. I was doing that. I was like, oh, I noticed it. And it's only out of certain moves too. So it's not like every move. It's just literally a handful of moves.
Okay.
But yeah, and that's for Talon. I'm not sure what any other characters got. But something that we'll definitely discover soon. And then as well as new character, right? New character to fuck with.
Is there going to be any more new characters?
That's the end of this season, actually. So season two is done. Now the question is, are we getting a season three?
And
if we do get a season three, what characters are coming into it? Like, I'm satisfied on characters right
Honestly,
now.
Honestly, I feel like we have enough. I feel like we have everybody that everyone was bitching about.
Yeah.
I feel like there's nobody that everyone's like...
Or at least no styles are missing now.
Yeah, that's what that's what I should say. No styles are missing that were bitched about before.
Mm-hmm.
Because before there was a lot of them. But yeah, now I'm like, Young Sung's back. Talon's back. Raphael's back.
Setsuka, right?
Setsuka's back, yeah. I think all the new styles are represented, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone really missing anymore. Or any styles missing anymore. If they make a new season, I would say it would have to be a guest character and then maybe a brand new character and then maybe a rehash of a character like Rock or Lizard Man, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, dude, Lizard Man would have been good. A lot of people thought that's who it was going to be too, right?
Actually, Lizard Man would be a cool one to bring back. I think, okay, if we had to do four new characters for season three, I would say some guest character, Rock and Lizard Man, and a brand new character would be cool. So I would say if there's a season three, that's what should be done. Because that will be just adding to what we already have. I feel like it's complete right now, you know?
You know, it's too bad that I'm over Star Wars because I'm like, they should give us what they were supposed to give us in the first place, was fucking Luke Skywalker. Instead, they gave us Yoda, who you can't even slash with half of your horizontal moves. Should have gave us somebody who you can actually fucking duel, you know, or Darth Maul. Somebody with, like, you know, the double fucking blades and shit.
We got that Starkiller dude or whatever.
Oh, we did, didn't we? I forgot about that guy.
And Vader.
Yeah, Vader was cool, but I felt like we should have had somebody on the light side that was, like...
Shouldn't have lightsabers at all, first off.
I mean, yeah, for sure, but I'm like, if they were going to do it, like, they should have done someone, like, more duelable, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to send you a new email right now.
Okay.
And did we get a toy roundup today?
We did.
Okay.
Wags came through. I haven't seen it, and he said he did something different this time. I don't know what he did.
What does this mean?
I know, right? You want to go into that right now, or you want to do one more story first?
You know what? Let's do the toy roundup first. You want to do that?
Yeah, let me see if I have any stories that I can quickly get out the way.
Tell us.
Yeah, I'll do... Now let's go into Wagsy.
Welcome back to another weekly roundup of the toy news.
Why?
Sorry about missing a few weeks there. You know how life is with jobs and school and all that junk and then holidays.
Oh, this is too big, too.
We'll start out with some old news. This is maybe 2 weeks back?
No,
weeks back.
He needs to do it the old way. This isn't as cool.
Hasbro Pulse had their Fan First Fridays, which every Friday they... reveal some new stuff and put out some new pre-orders. So this is a couple weeks old. Sorry, guys.
He was feeling sick, he said.
But they revealed their newest wave for Marvel Legends. It's actually, they're really behind on this one. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What was that movie, like 2-3 years old now at this point? 4 years old? I don't know. I'd have to Google that. Two but they're three. Definitely late to the party. So the Spider-Man Spider-Verse wave includes, obviously, Miles Morales.
Nice.
With a hoodie and a masked and unmasked head. Gwen Stacy with a new Spider-Ham figure. They've released one before in the past. I think it came with... I think it was his own figure, actually. Prowler.
Ooh.
Peter B. Parker or Hobo Parker. Huh. Hand Ninjas, which I don't remember seeing in the movie, but I guess they just wanted to fill some space.
Nobu?
Frogman, who could actually fit into your Venture Brothers collection as Brick Frog. Just
wow.
He's even got an open palm hand that you can put a brick in.
Wow.
And seeing as it's a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse wave, you would think that the Build-A-Figure would be Kingpin or Penny Parker. That would be perfect. Penny Parker.
Oh, they didn't do
but
that.
But no, we got Stiltman with a briefcase.
What?
That's your Build-A-Figure.
What?
I don't even know who Stiltman is. If someone could tell me who
was
he is.
Was he even in the movie?
You're kind of up on that Marvel.
Do you know who he is?
I know who he is, but I don't even think he was in the movie.
Who this guy is and what's he doing in a Spider-Man wave.
But it looks like a good wave. He's a Spider-Man villain.
Behind.
He's like an Iron Man villain.
Guys, this is great. They also have a two-scale Stormbreaker.
Ooh.
To scale?
That lights up. So you guys can replace your old Mjolnir with the
Stormbreaker.
Or how about this? Stormbreaker is for second place.
Is it really though?
I don't know.
Now, that one is probably $100.
We'll
all their accessories, all their two-scale accessories in the past have been about $100.
Looks like plastic.
I missed out on the Captain America shield, and I really wish I picked that up, but I mean, I don't know how I'd sneak that past my wife. She'd definitely notice something that big hanging on the wall.
There's no price.
Moving on, we're
going
to move on to some Diamond Select news, and I do like me some Diamond Select. This one is for Anthony and a little bit for me. This is another statue. We got an Avatar The Last Airbender Gallery Katara PVC diorama. Just a statue. It's a very complicated way to say statue. These things for Diamond are actually out on pre-order right now. And so this is a 9-inch tall statue of Katara, and she's using her waterbending powers, which I gotta say, it looks pretty cool. She's doing like a mini, like, what's it called? Water tornado? Tsunami. Tsunami. It's $49.99. I think it looks really great, but something about the face is throwing me off just a little bit. It doesn't quite look like her. Maybe too anime-fied? Or maybe her hair is too flat. I'm not sure.
Her
what
face looks
think,
too man? Round.
And this,
looks
other very... thing, this thing pissed me off so much.
Shit, that picture. That was one on the internet.
All looking... the Tron figures, which came out really late, by the way. They were supposed to release, I think, last year in November, but it got pushed out to... I think it was June of this year, and there was two different variations of the figure. What I was afraid of was that eventually that they would release them with like UV reflective lights so that it would glow under black light.
That'd be sick.
I was really afraid of that. Wow. That's what I wanted from the start. I wanted some glowing Tron figures.
They're
releasing a Tron Electronic Arcade style figure box set. So it's a set with all three figures that have been released so far inside of an arcade box, and it is gorgeous. It's an electronic box with it's a replica of the original Tron arcade machine, and the marquee even lights up. The joystick is an exact replica of the Tron game, and it has UV light sequences, flashing lights, and the figures have UV paint that reacts to it.
Oh shit.
Bullshit, man. Are you kidding me? Bullshit. Like, I just gave you my money for all these figures. Why didn't you let me know ahead of time? I would have saved my money. I would have been more than happy to give you my money for this instead. $120, though. That is gross. I paid $60 for the figures.
Oh,
so I paid an extra $60 for the arcade box.
$180.
I'm not willing to double dip. Had I known beforehand, I would have just saved my money for this instead. Very upsetting. I wish I could trade in my old figures. I already opened them. All I wanted was some glowing Tron figures.
Jesus,
thank you
right?
for screwing me on this diamond sword. And that's up for pre-order now. We have images now of the Transformers Wave Ooh. 2 of Kingdom, which is
Ooh.
The Beast Wars series, which is fantastic. We have pictures of Deluxe Air Razor. We have Leader Class Ultra Magnus, which is just a retool of the original.
He's not
the first
animal.
Ultra Magnus.
That's not an animal.
Yeah,
either.
Right. How's that Beast
we
Wars?
We have my favorite, which I'm so excited for. Dinobot. He's a Voyager class, so he's the appropriate scale compared to the other figures. And, you know, he looks pretty good, I gotta say. I was a little worried they're gonna mess him up, because I didn't particularly like Cheetor. But this Dinobot,
I never liked the way Dinobot transformed, like the way he looks when he's in beast mode.
Might look a little too big, in my opinion. And his dinosaur mode, you can see his legs hanging off. I mean, it's
the chest,
better than the originals that we got.
His bloody chest.
For sure. I mean, it's still a great looking figure, in my opinion. And I'm super excited for these. These are coming, I think wave one's coming February. The second wave is like maybe June, July. I don't know. Depends. We'll see. But yeah, expect to wait for these ones for a while. Are you by chance a lover of incense? Do you have nowhere to light your incense? Are you also a lover of Ghostbusters? And do you have money to throw away? Well, I have the answer for you. Ghostbusters Trap Incense Burner.
It's what?
In the shape of the trap from Ghostbusters.
That's kind
of
cool.
That's all you need to know.
It's funny, me and Leather are just saying we need an incense burner. Wow.
It's made of plastic, which I don't know if that's a great idea.
Plastic?
The incense is burned is metal, so I guess that's good.
It's metal inside. So
the lid is on a hinge, so you can close it, and it is $70.
What?
Not for me.
No, bro, not for an incense burner.
Ramble. Back to you guys.
It better smell like real ghost, though.
Yeah.
That's my only issue with that. But that, for that price, it better smell like actual Slimer.
I know. I want to smell all the slime, goddammit.
What's funny is that Leon Neal was complaining. He's like, I just ordered wave one. Now there's a wave two coming for the Transformer shit.
That's a burn.
That's funny. Air Razor looked pretty sick, too. Anyways, but yeah, cool. That was nice.
Okay. For this next thing, I'm going to ask you to Google it, because I want you to show off Google some it, of bitch. But I sent you an email if you want to get the initial picture. But yeah, wait. But before anything else, though, that was the toy roundup. I gotta say, I still like the regular toy roundup better, but I guess he wasn't feeling well, so he didn't want to show his face.
Yeah, he's like, I look like crap this week, so I did something a little different.
Yeah, well, I like the regular one just for reference, in case you wanted to know how I felt. So, anyway, with that being said, we'll get back.
He's saying that it doesn't smell like actual ghosts. Say it's up to you what you put in there.
You gotta buy ectoplasm scent. That's expensive.
I know, right?
Jesus. We used to use that shit. Anyway, let's get back to the news.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's a button for it. I forgot.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah. All right. I'll kick this off this time. So Nintendo.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Man, I'm so mad, man. I'm glad I didn't buy those Ghostbuster shoes because I don't have that much money after all this shit going down. Like, dude, that was good. I didn't get to buy those. But anyway, Nintendo, on another note, has a new deal with Puma for the 35-year anniversary. Bro, the Nintendo Pumas look so hard.
They look pretty sick.
I mean, these aren't the only ones. There's other ones. That's why I said I might want you to Google it.
It's like the power glove for your feet.
Damn, AJ. That should be like
it's so bad.
That should be like a fucking quote or something. That's fucking good.
I like that power button on the side right there.
Yeah, that's cool. Fucking hard, right?
Yeah.
I like the little keychain the Nintendo.
Keychain's nice. Yeah.
You notice it's got the Super Mario Kart right there
on the tongue right
that's
there.
That's pretty cool.
That's sick.
And the color scheme matches the old school color scheme.
Yeah.
Dude, this shit looks fucking cool. Like, I kind
of
want this.
I
want
to know what the bottom of the shoe looks like.
Oh, I don't know. They haven't shown yet.
Like, what footprints am I leaving behind?
Right. I need to know. Dude, look up the other ones real quick. The Nintendo Pumas. This is the most popular one.
Oh, let me
one,
Google though. That.
Yeah, Nintendo Pumas. This is the most popular one. The Future Riders is what they call them. I don't know why they're called that. They should be Past Riders, I would think. But, you know, whatever. But, yeah, there's all these. There's a Mario Galaxy one. That's the one AJ's got right there. They all got the little keychains on them, so it's cool. But it's got, like, a spacey look to it. They got one for Mario... Oh,
are these the only we're just looking at?
Yeah, those are the Future Riders.
Oh, it has... Looks like.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's
remind me of BK's that I had one time.
I like it. Boring.
I don't think these are it.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
They
no,
look
no,
like
they,
it.
I'm saying Nintendo on them. Yeah, no,
okay,
that's
okay, good.
There's other ones. Oh, yeah, there's the Mario Sunshine ones, which I think is that one right there. They look great. There's Mario 64 ones. They have ones for like a lot of different Mario games, basically.
A better website than what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I just couldn't find very good pictures. The only one I could find was that one I sent you. Mm-hmm. It was kind of annoying. But yeah, and of course they'll be releasing some sweaters and some shirts that go with these things, so you might want to keep an eye out for them.
Zara.
Yeah, I think that one's the Mario 64, is the red and blue ones.
Yes.
Yeah, those look actually pretty cool. I like them. And then, keep an eye out for these. Sadly, they went on sale November 27th.
Oh, wow.
So they're out now. I don't know if you're going to be able to find them for their original price, which is supposed to be $60, $85, and $120. I don't know which ones cost what. Oh, I know the Galaxy costed $120 because that was the most expensive one. But everything else was $60 and $85. So hopefully you can find them for the same price. I don't know if they're as hot as the Ghostbuster ones because those ones were gone quick. But, yeah, keep an eye out for Nintendo's deal with Puma. This looks pretty cool. Awesome. Looks way better than that Dragon Ball deal they did with Puma. Remember we were talking so much shit about that?
They're all right. There's something else that was kind of disappointing before. Oh, the Sonic ones were kind of
disappointing. The Sonic ones are disappointing, yeah. So finally they did something good.
Yeah, those look awesome. Is it my turn? Okay, we're going to Venus. Speaking of Galaxy. So Sega had this little video kind of like doing like the history of Sega consoles or something like that a couple days ago or something like that, and in it they kind of were showing off the prototype for the Sega Nomad. You know what the Nomad is?
No. What's no? That
the Nomad was this handheld system that played Sega Genesis games. So actually that's Nomad's right there in the background right there.
Wait, it was a mini system that played Genesis?
It's a handheld system that played Sega Genesis games. I think I remember seeing
pictures of it, like little short videos of it, like when it first came out, or like little, I think I remember being advertised to me. But I was like, whatever. I got a Game Boy.
Yeah, no, I had it. It was dope. I was playing, at the same time I got that, I also got Sonic 3D Blast. That was like the game after Sonic 3 that came out. It was right before the end of the life of the Sega Genesis, pretty much, when that came out. It was cool. It ate through batteries like crazy. It took like 6 batteries and they didn't last that long. The funniest thing that I remember with the Nomad though was that I remember I had the battery pack plugged in and I had just normal everyday Duracells or whatever, right? And I know the battery was getting low, and without thinking, because you're supposed to take the battery pack off, which is a removable thing you could do. That's like a little backpack you put on it. And then you're supposed to plug in the wall power when you take it off, right? So you can just play off the wall power. And I didn't take the battery pack off. I left it on an accident and I plugged it into the wall and then continued playing. And then those batteries were charged. I was like, I didn't know you're allowed to charge batteries.
That's right.
Is that legal? Like, is this shit going to explode pretty soon?
You know what? I remember having that issue with playing Pokemon.
Yeah,
the fucking normal batteries got fucking charged from whatever I was trying to do, because I used the the little Mad Cats.
Oh, the Cat 9.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know.
Or like, the charger.
They had a battery. They had a rechargeable battery pack.
Oh, did they?
And then I put regular batteries in it.
Oh.
And it worked.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
And I was
scary.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like, is that?
It's like, why are you trying to sell me rechargeable batteries when these recharge? You
that's
know?
That's what I was, and I was always like, dude, I don't know if this is supposed to happen. I remember as a kid, I was like, I don't know if that's right, like, or if it even really worked.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyways, but they're showing off I can't even find the part where he showed it off. It was called the Venus originally. That was like the prototype name. And it looks pretty cool. No, for the Nomad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like the first time it's ever been shown anywhere. Usually we see a prototype of a system once in a while, right? But this is the first time we've seen that for the Nomad. I wish I could find it. But it was like this cute little silver little system. It looked pretty cool. It was called the Venus originally. That was like the project name, I suppose. What kind of sucks, though, which they also explain here, is that the Nomad didn't live that long. It lasted for like 4 years, and it was considered a failure, even though it sold like, I think it sold like a million systems.
What?
And now it was considered to be a failure because it was a million system within 1 year. Yeah, 1 million.
Isn't that
years.
A lot back then?
And within 4 years?
Oh, within 4 years. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that's why I thought it was a cool system. I thought they should have done it and continued with it. There it is.
Maybe it wasn't marketed. Found it. Maybe it wasn't marketed as well as it could have been.
Look at that shit. Look how big that shit is right there. That's the battery pack you put on the back of it, and then you stick the Sega Genesis cartridge right there.
It's only a little bit bigger than the actual Game Boy.
That thing was huge. What sucks, though, was like mine actually broke. I left it at home for the weekend, and I came back home, and the screen was cracked. And I was like, oh.
Temperature or what?
I don't know. It was like in the corner somewhere where I thought it was hidden pretty good and everything, right? But it somehow got stepped on or something got tossed. I don't know how it broke, but I took it from its hiding spot, and it was cracked. I was like, damn. Yeah. That's what it looked like. This looks smaller, too, than what we end up getting, which is kind of funny. Because smaller would have been a lot better, honestly. That thing was huge. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool seeing the original look of it. Yeah, Sega.
All right. In other news, World Trigger. I don't know if anyone remembers me talking about this years ago, but this is an anime that I really fucking liked called World Trigger. And basically everyone had like this system, like this slot system they would wear, and you can put three different powers in your slot system. And
oh,
you
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I don't think you ever saw it, but I feel like you would like it. And like you could, basically it would materialize, like if you put sword, you would materialize like a fucking electronic sword would come out, and you'd be able to use that for your weapon.
That's cool.
You know, people would have a power called jump, and a little panel would appear in the sky. Like you could make a panel appear, and you can fucking step on that, and it would fucking shoot you into the sky.
That's crazy.
And so you could pick a common, there's like 200 of these things, and you could pick a different fucking combination of the three and use them in your fights and shit. And it was like a big ass tournament going on. It was fucking cool.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I really liked it. And you know, at the very end of it, they introduced like legendary weapons that could also get the panels in them, and then you can like do more shit with it.
Oh and shit! It sounds like Diablo Ruins.
Yeah,
with sockets.
Yeah, it became. Yeah, that's what it becomes at the end. Like, oh, it's sockets and ruins.
Yeah.
And then the series ended, and they never fucking put season two out. But just last month, they announced World Trigger's coming back, and season two will be airing January 9th. I'm so fucking hyped. I'm so excited. Anyone who's never seen it, I would recommend watching it if you're into, like, you know, action animes with, like, futuristic tones and shit like that, which I know you would probably like that, AJ. I believe it's on Hulu. You can watch the whole first season there. Really good story. Really good anime. I'm very excited that they're going to do it again. There's a trailer now. That's what just came out a couple days ago.
So, has this come from a manga?
Yes, it's a manga first.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if that's why they stopped the anime. I could be, I don't know why they did it.
But if anything, by now, the manga's probably ahead though, right?
Yeah, it's way, way ahead now. It's literally been like two years.
If it's kept going, of course, right?
It did, yeah, it did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like two or three years, so like that shit's like, yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, same art team, it seems like. Looks exactly the same. If you want to see a teaser, there's a teaser that got released a couple days ago on YouTube. And like I said, this will be coming out January 9th. So keep an eye out for it. If you have if you're living in Japan, in movie theaters, I think it's December 27th, they're going to release the first two episodes as a movie in select theaters. So 12 theaters only in Japan. So you might want to keep an eye out for it if you're a big fan that lives over there. But yeah, World Trigger, keep an eye out. January 9th, it's coming back. Season 2.
Sounds cool.
AJ?
All right, so some other big things going on. So this was kind of crazy. I never knew this was a thing that was happening, but Kadabra, the Pokemon, right? Abra, and then we got Kadabra, and he evolves to Alakazam, right? Old school Pokemon for the original first gen. Apparently, he was kind of banned from becoming a Pokemon card. I'm not sure.
Is it because of the description?
No. It's actually because his Japanese name, a lot of Pokemon, especially the earlier first-gen Pokemon, a lot of them were based off of actual people. Like,
I've heard that before. Some of them are based off like famous people. Like, I think Jinx is based off of an old black singer or something, right?
No. Jinx was based off a Japanese like comedian person that always painted their face or something.
Oh, they
like
did blackface. Okay,
that's why the blackface thing kind of got kind of weird later on too.
That guy was doing that.
But he was kind of doing it, but like not in that way. But it kind of looked like that way.
That's enough for America.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel it.
But like that was something. I'm not sure if Bits of Mine was based off anyone, but Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee were based off actual martial artists.
Yeah, Bruce Lee and
Mike Tyson, right? American gave him those names. It was actually Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee for Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan. But their Japanese names are different and actually were about other people.
Yeah, because Hitmonchan is definitely not fucking Jackie Chan.
No, but he was actually based off some boxer in Japan, old school days. And all that.
Oh, there's Japanese references.
Cool. Yeah, they're all Japanese references for sure. Yeah, and we just got crazy with our names here, I guess. But that's the thing too. And Kadabra was based off a magician of some sort who was somehow famous for his spoon bending and all that. So that's why Kadabra has spoons, right? Well, after that came out in Pokemon, and he saw the anime too, and there was a Kadabra in the anime, right? The guy who was based off of, what's his name? Yui Geller. He kind of sued Nintendo for using Kadabra as his likeness and pretty much got the card banned in the mirror and everywhere pretty much. So if you ever collected Pokemon cards and realize there's not a lot of Abracadabra, Alakazam Pokemon cards in existence, that's because of this guy. In 2003, that there was just a hard kind of ban on like anything related to that character for a long time in anime and in the card game, I believe. So that's why we haven't seen it. And the guy's name was Yuri. Uri Geller, I think is what his name is.
Uri Geller.
Yuri Geller. And then the Japanese name for the Pokemon was Yungiri or Yungere, something like that.
Oh, that's pretty close. Yeah. I'd be a little offended too.
Yeah, so it was a very, very closely to his name. So yeah, that's kind of what happened with that. And this is a long dispute that happened forever since 2003. This is going on, so we haven't really seen any Kadabra shit like that until recently. That dude, Yuri Geller, came out and kind of apologized, saying that, it was kind of a dumb thing to do, and he kind of apologized for it, and he's willing to, release the ban and allow Kadabra to come back into the Pokemon world and Pokemon cards and all that. Why the sudden change of heart, though?
Yeah, right.
Some people say he
wants to come back into the spotlight.
That's what some people say. It's like he's actually planning on something pretty soon. And this is probably
his way to get people cool with
his,
him.
His way, not only to get cool people, but I guess in a way to kind of put himself back in the news.
Man.
Maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That might be a reason. I heard someone bring up the idea that maybe he has kids now who are into Pokemon. And now that he's kind of seeing, maybe they're not mad at him, but maybe he's like in the back of his mind, like, oh man, there could be this one extra Pokemon out there that my child might like that's based off of me. But he would never get that chance, or she will never get that chance because I banned that character, you know?
You know, it sounds like a midlife crisis.
Right?
You know, you get a certain age, you start wondering about shit like that, you know?
Right? Yeah, so that's kind of what's going on with that.
You know what's funny? That was always my favorite psychic, and he fucked it up.
Yeah, he kind of fucked it up.
Alakazam. Abracadabra, Alakazam. I like that chain, and they were so powerful. I thought Alakazam was way more powerful than Mewtwo. Like, at the full potential, you know?
And the original first-gen Pokemon, yeah. He was.
He was, right?
Because... Because the way the system...
Triple evolves are more powerful, right?
Not because of that, because of the way his stats worked, because of the way the mechanics and the engine worked in Pokemon in the first gen. So, he was the fastest Pokemon.
Oh, that's why he always went first?
That's why he was really fast. And because, for some reason, they connected critical hits to speed. So, Alakazam would also always hit criticals.
Okay, you know what's funny? You know why he was the fastest? I just put it together right now. I think I'm right. You know why he's the fastest? Because Abra's speed is really high because they want him to have the chance to fucking teleport before he can do anything about him.
That's probably, yeah, Abra does that too, right?
And so when they keep evolving, the stats keep growing. So that's probably why Alakazam has those ridiculously high speeds.
That's probably why. That's a good theory right there. I never heard of that one. But yeah, that makes total sense too.
Right? Because I remember it was annoying how fast Abra would get to attack. Like how fast he would get to do his thing.
Yeah,
like,
and then when you want to catch one, you can never catch one because it always teleports first.
Yeah, and always. Even if you throw the Pokeball, if you don't get him in that lucky first throw, he's gone. Yep. Like... Yes, okay.
Yeah, you had no chance to even like do a move that will like stop him from teleporting. Actually, I don't think that shit existed back in Gen 1, but it's something that exists now. That even now, though, like
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I was just playing Pokemon and I came across an Abra. I was like, I'm gonna throw a Pokeball right now to see if I can catch it because there's no other way. Because I don't have any moves that will stop him or anything like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the thing. Anyways, yeah, look out for Kadabra coming soon to Pokemon cards once again.
All right. Other things. So, I'm sure you guys remember, or hopefully you remember if you're an anime fan, that we were talking about Demon Slayer and how it broke the box offices in Japan. I think it's like number 3 movie or number 5 movie in the box offices ever. I'm sure the pandemic has something to do with that too. But, Demon Slayer came back fucking swinging and the movie did really well. The manga famously ended, August.
Famously.
Yeah. We talked about it here too.
Yeah.
Cause everyone was fucking mad it was over cause everyone loves it, I guess, you know? And the manga had ended, and I think that's what we were saying. Oh, maybe that's why the Inuyasha anime is coming out now, that new modern Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Because Demon Slayer is ending.
And they're similar in some way, right?
Very similar. Mm. Very similar. But anyway.
Well, at least it ended.
Yeah, so Demon Slayer ended. The last chapter came out in August. And soon they'll be releasing that book, the actual book that has the last chapters in it. And they decide they're going to announce an extra surprise in that collection book.
Cool.
This one is actually going to be extra long, 39 pages. It's going to be thicker. And after everything you've read, all the chapters of Demon Slayer, there's going to be an extra 14-page epilogue ending.
I was about to say, it's going to be an epilogue in there? That's cool.
You already knew, yeah. It's an epilogue ending that tells you more about what happened to the characters afterwards, what's going on, like what's the future that they're dealing with. So a lot of people are pretty hyped about that. The rest of it will be filled with extra artwork and extra bonus content that was forgotten, excluded, or not used for whatever reason. So this will hit the streets December 4th in Japan. December 4th. That's 2 days from now. So keep your eyes open for that if you're a Demon Slayer fan. It will be there. It will probably sell out in the first round. So
what day did Pearl Harbor get attacked? Was it December 4th?
Oh, was it? I don't remember. it was Christmas time, right? It was winter.
It was in December. I know that. Yeah. I just don't remember the exact date. I think it's the 4th.
Damn, Demon Slayer. Bad. Too soon. Too soon.
The only reason why I know that's in my mind right now is because I've been wanting to watch Pearl Harbor again because I have it, and Carla does not want to watch it.
Hey, bro.
But I was like, you got to watch it with me. She's like, I've been bugging her for years, literally years. I even put a reminder on my phone because she's like, I'm like, how about we make a deal and next year, I gave her a date and time for 2020 and she agreed to it and it came up on my phone. I was like, hey, today's that day. And she's like, no.
Ah, that's funny.
But I've been holding off this whole time though because I kind of lost the mood.
Well, I'm going to tell you, AJ.
December 7th is Cuckoo's.
I'll tell you all this,
right, so bro. I was close.
It's not as good as you remember, bro. I watched it again maybe like 4 years ago. I want to say 4 or 5 years ago.
The only thing I like about it is all the fucking action when shit starts going down and the plane. That's the only cool shit I like.
Yeah, the plane shit's cool.
The rest of the story, and then the ending is pretty cool. Okay, cool. It's pretty good too, but that's about it.
It drags. No, I don't even think the ending's that great. Dude, it drags hard. Watch when you see it again, you're going to be like, damn, this shit fucking drags. Like the time between the battle scenes is so long. You're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember this much drama and this much fucking buildup. You know?
I know it has drama. I know that.
You're not going to remember the amount, bro. Okay. Maybe you will. I didn't. I was surprised when I watched it again. I was like, I thought this movie was a lot more interesting. Like, it's not as interesting as I remember, you know?
I guess we'll see, and then Carla can prove me wrong.
Yeah, but okay. I think it's your turn, right?
I think so.
Let's do it.
So Animal Crossing. Stats keep coming in for Animal Crossing. New Horizon has fucking been crazy. People have been buying this shit like crazy. It's right now has sold over 26 million copies. 26
Damn.
Million, which is crazy because it's getting closer and closer to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe numbers, which is at 29 million. But Mario Kart Deluxe has gotten there in 3 years to 29 million. Animal Crossing's got 26 million in just... what, 10 months?
Damn.
8 months, I think, right? That's March, April, May, June, July, August.
Money made.
October, November. Yeah, like 8 months. So, yeah, I don't. And if it keeps going like this, in a year, it'll probably reach, you know, beyond Mario Kart 8 numbers. Also, it's already broken other records in comparison to, like, other, like, Mario Brother games from back in the day, too, which is also crazy. And I'm also bringing this up because... at least in the last couple of years, we had done some type of predictions, right?
Yeah.
And Animal Crossing was one of my predictions that it was going to be one of the highest, or what is it? The highest sold Animal Crossing game ever.
I could see that.
I think I'm correct so far in that prediction.
Wow.
And I don't remember any of the predictions we made, so I'll have to go back to our older episodes.
Oh, it's almost time. Yeah,
it's almost time to go over those and figure out what we were correct on and all that.
That was a really good idea by you, AJ, because that's... 2 years we've been doing it.
Yeah, we did it 2 years now. Yeah,
it's always pretty good.
So this is about to be the second recap of it.
Good job, AJ.
And then we'll do another prediction episode later on. And then we'll say that to next year. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for the answers to all those questions.
All right. Last piece. Not last piece. I got like three more.
I got one more, actually.
You got one? All right. What the fuck?
Okay, wait. How'd that happen?
I don't know, bro. Okay, well, we'll make yours our grand finale. I'll make these last two quick. I'll start with the sad news. David Prowse has died just this past week. For anyone that doesn't know, Darth Vader is a creation of three different actors. Darth Vader is created by James Earl Jones, who does the voice of Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Sebastian Shaw, who's the man who is Vader when the helmet's off.
Oh, wow.
And then David Prowse. And he is the man who's actually Darth Vader physically. The tall-ass motherfucker walking around Force choking motherfuckers. Lightsaber dueling Luke.
Why did he need so many people to play one dude?
Because he's that fucking gangster, bro. He's a fucking myth, you know?
They couldn't find the right actor to play this Vader character, so they had to get three people. Huh?
Yeah, no, that's what happened, basically. Dude, because they, I guess originally they got this Prowse guy, and he wanted to be the voice of Vader, and they hated his fucking voice. Like, it sounded all, like official and weird, and they were like, what the fuck? And then, you know, they're like, he needs to have a darker voice. And they're like, no pun intended, because we didn't, not because he's black. But they're like, yeah, he needs to have a darker, more powerful voice, you know? And then, like the voice wasn't matching the body, you know? And so, like, that's why they hit up James Earl Jones, and he's like, yeah, I'll do it, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but so, yeah, one third of Darth Vader has passed. So
that's why he sounded weird when his helmet came off. Because after he takes his helmet off, he doesn't have James Earl Jones's voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird and just kind of. It's jarring.
It's awkward, right? Yeah, it's very awkward. You're like, that's Vader?
Not the same voice. That's not who I imagined in there.
And I was like, damn, I thought Luke's dad was black for sure. I took the fucking helmet off. I was like, damn. I was like, you got some splaining to do, Vader. Like, these kids are very white.
And on top of that, Anakin don't even make sense with all that. So technically, fucking Darth Vader is four people.
Well, five if you count the kid.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Vader's, wow, that's fucking funny. Good point. But yeah, man, poor David Prowse, man. He did his thing. Sucks he didn't get to be the voice of Vader, but honestly, it was probably for the best. And I think it made his career even better, the fact that he didn't do that voice. So it's good.
That's crazy.
But yeah, sad to hear it. He's a good fucking actor, and he's dedicated for Star Wars. I'm pretty sure he was the one who was Vader in Rogue One, too.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but I think it was him, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, David Prowse. I want to get Young Jeezy on here. R.I.P.
Wait.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Damn. Jeezy. The Force is with us, as is Jeezy. Yo, real quick, before we talk about more news, did you hear about the Gucci Mane Jeezy rap battle?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right, other piece of news.
Wait, is it diss tracks going around?
Or no,
is this,
no. I'll tell you about it.
I miss diss tracks.
Dude, this is worse than a diss track. I'm going to tell you about
it. Last good one we had was M and what's his name?
Nick Cannon.
No, not Nick Cannon. No, no, that doesn't count. That was stupid.
But M fucked him up, though.
MGK, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, just like hearing rap battles like that again.
Did you hear the last Eminem album? The very last one, the one from like last year?
I did, but I didn't like. I heard it all through once. That's about it. I haven't gone back to it.
The album's so good, dude.
I want to go back to it.
It's got some fuck ups here and there, but overall, it's really fucking good. Mm. Anyway, all right. I'm missing the point here. Back to what I was saying. Haley's. Okay, now, first off, did you know Lady Gaga has her own brand of Oreos coming out?
No.
They're orange on the outside, and the cream is green.
That's some Lady Gaga shit for sure.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay. It's Oreos. It's got an Oreo symbol on one side. When you flip it over, it's got like a heart. And I'm like, yeah, this is very Lady Gaga. All this is very Lady Gaga. I fuck with it.
You know what it might be too? I've been seeing this ad going on like, I don't know, Instagram, I think, for Oreos, where you can customize your own Oreos. And I guess you can go to the website somewhere and just customize your own cookie and filling and all that. So I wonder if this has anything to do with that.
Yeah, maybe she did it herself and they liked it. Yeah, and made it a thing. Huh?
Yeah, maybe it's kind of to promote that you can create your own shit. And like, oh, you can also get Lady Gaga's creation. Well, maybe that's what it is.
You did a better job of it than they did because they didn't say anything about that in the article I read. maybe fail.
Maybe.
But you know what I found weird about it? It's a cool idea. I like the idea and it looks cool. You know what I found weird about it? You know what the flavor is? Vanilla. I don't know. I was expecting like some crazy like chocolate and fruit combination or like some weird shit.
Yeah,
you know?
They've had some weird flavors in the past, right?
Yeah, I was like, done that. It is so colorful and so weird. I was like, okay, maybe it'll be some cool weird shit.
But you know what? That's Vanilla. So Gaga. That's so Gaga stuff.
Wow. Because she's white?
No, because it's weird. You're expecting so much. And you don't get it?
Actually, you know what? That is what I get when I watch, when I listen to her music sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, she looks so fucking weird. I think the music's gonna be really fucking weird. And sometimes just her singing, like, operatically, but it's like, just very good. Like,
yeah, but it's just good. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're right, AJ. Maybe it's very her. You know, I'll give you that.
You expect some crazy wild flavors, but it just tastes like you always expected it to taste good.
It's plain, but good, you know. Last piece of news I'll give before we talk about our final piece of news, which I think that's what you're talking about. Hailee Steinfeld was shown on set. I believe Jeremy Renner put the fucking video out himself. Dude.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, it's him running with a chick, in an all purple fucking coat and sunglasses behind him.
With the bow as well.
With the bow. Mm-hmm. And with a pet dog, who's probably the pizza dog, her pet in the comics.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Okay. Yeah,
the pizza dog. What's his name? Luke the pizza dog or something like that?
I have no clue. I never knew. I don't know about whoever she is. And
Kate Bishop?
I don't know about Kate Bishop or the dog.
I don't know a lot about her, but I know enough about her from Young Avengers. And I know her pet is, I think it's called Luke the pizza dog. Mm. It's just a dog that wears a shirt that says pizza. And I was like, yeah, that's it. And then the video is Jeremy Renner running to a subway. She's following him in all purple with a bow, and she's got a dog on the leash. The dog's fucking trying to keep up and shit. You know, I was like, oh shit. So
they're doing it, huh?
They're doing it. The Hawkeye shit's happening finally.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the more and more we talk about these things, like, it's got to be Young Avengers. Like,
yeah,
I don't see anything else. Like, I really can't see any other possibility they're going with. Like, eventually, like, they'll do regular, like, new Avengers, you know, one day down the line, but. Or not, I think they're really going to shoot for Young Avengers. There's just so many characters being introduced that are from that. I'm like, dude, okay.
Damn, what if they just flip it on us and call it Lil Avengers?
And Lil Wayne's in it? Like, he's not playing anybody. He's actually Lil Wayne. You know, he's on the team, you know? Like,
he was a robot in The Masked Singer, so damn, just saying.
He ain't the same. He's a Martian. He said it in a song.
He did say it. Damn.
AJ, you want to hit us with the last piece of news?
Yeah, well, we got two news, because I also want to talk about this other one. No, because you haven't talked about the other one that you took from me.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, no, I have another one on top of that.
All right, what is it?
All right, which one? Mine or the collaboration?
Tell me yours.
Mine? All right, so SNK has been taken over.
Why do you say that?
By Saudi Arabia.
What?
Yeah, so the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salama, apparently he has this non-profit organization called MISK, and that company has purchased 33.3% stake in SNK.
What?
And to go along with that, with some agreement, there's another agreement saying that the crown prince here also gets another 17.7% stake in the company as well, equaling 51% stake in SNK.
So he gets to decide the future of what happens in the game.
Therefore,
basically?
He gets my majority rule and what happens with SNK, which is weird. Because this guy is.
Why is this happening?
Because I guess the company wanted to sell, needed some money. I don't know. These are all shares. These are all like shares of the company that are being sold to this group and this person.
So let me get this straight. If he decides he wants to put himself in this game.
That could happen.
And everyone wants to overrule it. He can be like, fuck that. I got 51% shares. I can fucking do it.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's also known for not many good things in the world, too. He's technically, as Cuckoo said, he's a bit of a dictator. He's a dictator getting into the video game business. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Supposedly, he might be behind some type of hit that was going on in Canada. Like, earlier this year, some assassins went out to kill some guy in Canada. And it didn't quite happen, but I think he's behind it.
Where is this guy from?
Saudi Arabia.
Yo, bro, that's power. You send assassins from the Middle East to fucking America?
A couple of hitmen, yeah. He was involved in the Khashoggi assassination, so someone's been assassinated, possibly by his hands. I don't think that's been proven yet, but that's what the speculation goes, is what I'm assuming here.
You know what's that?
Unless that has been proven.
You know what the irony of this is?
What?
He sounds a lot like Geese Howard.
What?
I'm just saying, dude. Like, he sounds a lot like Geese Howard.
So there's a chance he might go off a roof then?
I don't know, bro. I'm just saying. It's kind of funny that he has so many parallels to Geese Howard.
But yeah, so this is kind of scary and interesting in the same way. Also, Saudi Arabia themselves, they've been trying to... I heard that they're like someone related to the Crown Prince has been interested in Tekken. And they've done some deals with like EVIL. Or I think they came to EVIL Japan a couple of years ago to participate and ask questions and stuff like that too.
Is that why we have Rashid of the Turbulent Wind?
Possibly. I don't know. Maybe because that's Namco. That's Tekken. And they also did... what's his name? Harada said he actually went to the Middle East to study to get what's his name and Tekken. We have a Saudi Arabia character or a Middle Eastern character in the game. I forgot his name. Rashid?
No, that's Tekken. I said that. No, okay. I said
Hashin. Hashin. Yes, there you go.
Hashin.
Damn, these names.
Because Rashid is
Street Fighter, yeah. And I think, what's his name? Ono was like, you know, it's cool with Harada. And Harada's like, yeah, I'm doing this. He's like, I'm going to do the same thing. And then that's how he got his
well, it's funny because we were talking. We were just talking about, like, this past week about diversity in Soul Calibur. And remember what we were saying? That should be either a Middle Eastern character or another Chinese character. We were like, I don't know. Oh, maybe you weren't around. Mm. Me, Chris, and Steve were talking about Tekken, mm-hmm. and if we were to put a new character in it, like, who would we put?
Yeah.
And I was like, they should probably put a Middle Eastern character that uses a Damascus steel sword, you know, with a fucking curved blade and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they don't have anything like that in Seoul, except for Assassin. Mm-hmm. And that's where we started talking about Assassin.
Oh.
And then fucking Hwang came out, like, yeah, that yeah. week. So there it is again, that fucking weird parallel of, like,
yeah.
of things we were talking about. But anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was saying, like, yeah, they if they want diversity, it should either be a Middle Eastern character or a Chinese character, because we haven't had... I know there's Shanghua, but there's not much Chinese representation.
Xiaoyu, but she lives in Japan.
She's also from Tekken.
Oh, you're talking about Seoul. Okay, my bad.
We were just talking about that idea, you know?
Oh, yeah, in Seoul, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Also, Cuckoo's saying, in regards to the story, too, considering there's over 200 princes and princesses in Saudi royal family... there has to be some interest in video games, I guess.
True.
That's a lot.
True.
That's a big family. But yeah, there's been interest there and all that. So this is their hand in the gaming universe where they can control. I don't know. I guess we'll find out what happens with this. And I'm not sure if this deal is actually done yet either, but that's what's been going down. Deal, I don't think it's been finalized yet. So we can still be saved. I don't know why people are allowing this to happen. Why isn't Kay allowing this to happen? That's the other thing. I guess they really need the money, because SNK has been kind of up and down
the last few years. They've had to do a few hoary things throughout the past, like, 10 or 12 years to kind of keep afloat.
Yeah.
Remember that 3D game?
Which one?
I don't think they wanted to do that.
Maximum Impact?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they wanted to do that. I liked it, but I don't think they wanted to do it.
All right, any last other stories?
Oh, let's tell the last story, the last AJ. One.
So we finally have a date for this thing that we've been seeing pictures of. For a long time.
And now there's a video.
And there's a video to see Super Nintendo World in Japan, Universal. It looks freaking amazing.
It looks like a dream, bro.
Yeah.
Like, even the just color. The Piranha Plant bobbing back and forth right there. Like,
right?
It makes me feel like eventually it'll come down, like, to scare the people, you know? Like,
which would be cool. But, dude, I like this shit right here.
Dude, Bowser's
the
castle with
the Bowser statue
right
there.
Yeah,
which
the
is
statue.
Straight out of the Mario Kart games, for sure.
Yeah, dude. So, I love that. And dude, look, it even had that moment, like, look, if you pause it real quick, not here, go ahead, a little more.
A little more forward?
Yeah, it's late. Pause it.
Bam, right there.
Oh, no. Damn, I'll have to send you, there's a picture they showed where it's inside Bowser's castle where you find a star in the game,
mm-hmm.
in N64, and there it has this Universal plaque and shit, like, telling how they're, like, supporting Nintendo and shit like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was pretty cool. I'm gonna find a picture for you and send it to you.
But yeah, there's a Mario Kart ride. Well, it's cool. I guess they're gonna go through Bowser's castle and all that.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and this is the part. We actually seen some pictures of parts of these, you know, area here too.
Yeah, yeah.
It also looks a little small though. Just saying.
It does. It looks like it has a lot of shit in a small area.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like Toontown in Disneyland, which it kind of seems like it might be.
And I heard Harry Potter World is also kind of small. Like, it looks crazy on the outside, but once you're there, like, oh wait, this is it.
It's big, but they fucked up by doing Hogwarts. Like, yeah. Hogwarts takes up almost all of the fucking room that is there, so it feels small, even if it's not. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like this might have the same. Like, looking at it right now, it looks awesome, but it also looks small. Cause look at these are the stairs. So it's like, oh, it's not. This is like a mall, like a little mall, you know? Like,
yeah. Like, you don't even know if you can walk on all this shit over here. Some of this might be part of the rides and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it may just be you know, walls. You know, like, I don't think you can go up and climb all that right over there. The flag and all that. Actually, there's a lot of things that move up here too.
The piranha plants were bobbing.
Yeah,
and
like
shit.
Like all the coins fucking move. And like, I wonder if that's actually real. Going back to this, no, going back. Like, look at all the movement over there.
I think that is real. I think that's part of a ride, bro.
Fucking Thromp over here, too? Oh, shit.
I think all that's part of a ride. I feel like it's a roller coaster.
Like, look at, oh, Yoshi's.
Yeah, that's a ride for sure, yeah. There's a Yoshi ride.
I
want to
ride
a
Yoshi.
Yeah.
Hashtag We Are Mario. What the fuck?
But, dude, if you look back, I feel like there's a roller coaster that rides through the whole thing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's what I think's happening there. Because, like, if you look, they almost look like tracks and windy roads. And I'm like, I feel like it's a ride. Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully it is. That'd be cool.
Imagine the ride shoots you up at the flagpole at the end, and then you hear the music, and then it drops you back down backwards, like through the whole thing.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Right? Da-na-na-na-na.
Why are they like not hiring us for this shit, man?
Dude, we would have fucked this shit up. This would have had some more creepy shit in it if I was involved. Like, for sure, it would have had some Mario 3 shit. It like would have had that fucking
ghost
sun.
Castle and shit.
Yeah, you'd have the sun chasing you,
trying to
for
give
sure, dude.
Fucking PTSD and shit.
Yeah, hey, bro, I'm just telling you how I would have done it.
That'd be a cool roller coaster, though, right? Like, you fucking go into this fast roller coaster, but there's the sun just constantly behind
you. You think it's trying to get you? Like, yeah, man, yeah. Have it go under the thing and, like, after you. That'd be cool.
Yeah, come, like, around the fucking track and, like, overhead. Like, oh,
yeah.
Shit. That'd be sick.
That'd be really cool. Like,
yeah, come on, Nintendo. You're
welcome, Nintendo.
Just fucking shooting out free ideas here all day. That's all we do here.
You know? Birdo should be in one of the rides, shooting fucking eggs
but
at you.
Technically, Birdo is kind of gray area because it's not technically Nintendo because it's Mario 2 wasn't supposed to be Mario.
Oh, they didn't
Mario,
make that. That's
you know,
right.
So.
But didn't they claim Birdo since then?
I think they kind of did, yeah. And Shy Guys have appeared in fucking Yoshi Story games,
dude,
and all that.
Shy Guys appear in everything.
Yeah.
Now.
So, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But February 4th is the date that this is going to be open.
For now.
I know, for now, right?
I
like,
mean,
who knows?
Japan's doing pretty good right now, but all these movie releases they're doing, like, I don't know, this is a little too early to do that shit. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, too, there's a vaccine out there that's going to be released pretty soon in Europe and all
In the UK, yeah.
Yeah, and then we might get it soon, too, so yeah, this might be a possible date.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what they're counting on. It could be that.
Maybe it is. Yeah. And I mean, if not, then it's done, right? And as soon as everything can open, this will be open too, right?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what, bro. Outside of Unfocused, I'm not taking no vaccine for a few months. I want to make sure that shit's safe first. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's kind of scary too, right?
Yeah, I'm not fucking taking that shit right away. I don't care what anybody says. That's a requirement to go back to work. I'll fucking wait it out, bro. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm not fucking going back right away. Anyway, yeah, Nintendo World coming to...
Look at all these Yoshis right here.
Universal
Look how long
Japan
that goes.
In Osaka. Maybe that's the ride. But it looks like a slow-moving thing.
It does
though.
Look slow, but maybe, you know, because no one's in it, so they can't go full speed. But then again, I mean, are Yoshis fast?
Yeah, they're one-to-one. No, they're not.
They're one-to-one Yoshis, you think?
No, I mean, they're so close, I can't imagine it being a fast thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways, yeah.
Interactive Mario Kart, it said. Oh, that's interesting.
All right, let's all have an Unfocused meetup in Japan sometime next year.
Steve wants to go, so.
Right. All right,
Unfocused Week. AJ, what you got planned?
More fucking around with this 3D printer. Again, just trying to read some comics. More Talem, figure out some new Talem shit. See how all that works out. And I know some of her moves are a little bit faster. There's certain moves that are 2 frames faster now, too. I want to see if that makes any difference.
Okay. Oh shit, 2 frames faster is a big
faster.
That's a big difference sometimes.
It can be, yes.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's enough though. And then I don't know, maybe some more Among Us. Oh, I just discovered that there's an online version for the game, the card game. Oh my god, what's it called? Oh my god, I forgot what the fuck it's called. But it's a game that I like to play a lot. And I played it with you and Leslie one time too. That card game.
Codenames?
Codenames, yeah, Codenames. There's an online version called Codies. It looks pretty simple. Like, it's just a simple, you know, website screen thing, and you just click the names and all that. And so I want to maybe play that with some people, maybe get my siblings again on it, see if they want to play. But if anyone's interested in playing, actually, Steven, I think you guys will like that shit. So maybe we'll try that out later on.
My sister's been wanting me to play. I just got to get a better phone.
Among Us? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can play on PC.
Oh, okay.
That's how I've been playing. Like, you know what's funny? When I was playing with my siblings, there's only 4 of us. You need at least five people to play, right? And like, they're waiting for someone else. Like, oh, this person's busy. They're doing this right now. We might have to wait a couple minutes. I don't know. Let's just start the game now. Like, we need 5 people. Like, oh, what are we going to do? I'm like, I got an idea. And I opened up my phone and I logged in with my phone. So there's 2 of me playing.
Wow.
Which I don't think they realized how broken that was.
That's super broken. You could totally take advantage of the game that way, but they didn't seem to catch that, huh?
And then what was funny is that my niece was one of the players too. And I killed everyone but her. And then she found one of the dead bodies I had, and she's like, "Oh, I think it's AJ." That's what I even said. I think it's AJ Jr. I'm like, how are you gonna blame me when I'm here too? Like, there's no other option. Obviously, we're both gonna vote you, so I won already. Like,
oh, you motherfucker!
so that was hilarious.
That's damn.
The first time I did that, though, I made the mistake of killing myself first. And so I was like, okay, now I have no backup. So I got to leave my other self alive. And that happens again. So I have two votes, you know, easy.
That's fucking wild. That's how that works,
huh? So that was funny. But yeah, I'll try to play some more Among Us with whoever's interested. Maybe I can mix up, you know, Steven and everyone else with my family and get an actual full 10-man group going on. Because that gets kind of crazy.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, that is fun. But yeah, maybe more of that. And that's about it, I guess.
Splatoon. So I'll probably play that right away. I want to play fucking Soul. I want to try Hoang.
Do it.
You gonna help me?
Yeah, I'll help you maybe later after I go eat.
Okay.
If you're down tonight, yeah.
I am, dude. I want to try that full out. I know Chris is fucking with me. I know he was trying to say all that shit to get me into it. What he's saying is like he's explaining the character. I'm like,
yeah,
this is exactly what I like. I'm like, stop talking about him. I was trying to like ignore the text, and I saw Drew was getting into him. I'm like, fuck, man. Yeah, like, Drew, I like this guy. Too. Like,
hey, man, you guys gotta battle it out against each other then.
We'll have a tournament to see who gets to keep him, right? But
Wag says, AJ, any suggestions for a cheap arcade stick for a first timer? Build it yourself.
Mayflash.
The Mayflash? Actually, that stick wasn't too bad, actually.
The only thing is the connectivity. That's the only problem. I feel like for a beginner, this is perfect. But the fact that when you plug into different shit, you have to hold a different button.
That's not the Mayflash problem. That's the board you chose is problem. And your board is in there. The guts of your arcade stick is in there. The old guts of the original Mayflash are not in there. But the old Mayflash would just plug it in. But it only works on 360 or some shit. You know, that was the issue.
Okay. That's right. I remember now. Yeah, that was the problem. It would only work on Xbox.
Yeah, or anything Microsoft.
But, well, then don't get a Mayflash. You should see what you
Flash.
Can... Yeah, not Flag. Mayflash. You should actually look into it and see if they have an Omni-useful one.
That yeah, if you...
every system.
If you do find an arcade stick for a good price, like Hori makes some good ones. I like Hori sticks.
Yeah, Hori's so good.
And some of them are pretty cheap, but you got to make sure that they are compatible with the system you want to be compatible for. Because some are just PlayStation only, some are just Xbox only. Some do both, and those are the ones that could be a little more expensive. To build one, though, is kind of expensive, too, though. It's actually probably better to buy one already made than to make one yourself. Because making one yourself, doing that myself a few times already, is literally like about $150-$200.
And keep in mind, he sands it and cuts the wood. He does all that shit.
That's if you go that method. There's other methods where you can buy parts.
Oh, the shell.
The shells and all that too. But even those are expensive though. Those could be like $100. And then plus all the guts and everything, the buttons and everything. Buttons are like $2 a piece and you need like fucking 10 of them. The joystick is like $20-$30. The board itself that runs everything is like $50-$60, I think. So yeah, it comes to be very expensive if you build it yourself. Although I enjoy it, and that's just me because I like to build shit. But if you just want to buy it yourself, you can probably buy a good one for like $100-$150. Actually, they're still that much. Or you can buy a cheap one, probably like the Hori ones I'm talking about, like around $60-$80, I think. That's kind of what you got to think about there. That's kind of the prices. And I'll look into it, too, if you want, Wags. Just let me know.
All right. For my
But there's your unfocused tip for the week.
That'd be a cool new segment, unfocused tips. for my unfocused week, yeah, I'm going to play... Obviously, I want to play Soul Calibur right away. I want to try out Hoang. I definitely want to play a little more Tekken and get used to Kunimitsu. I still haven't done that. I want to get back into some more anime. I'm going to ask my future brother-in-law to let me borrow his Crunchyroll account, because I want to start watching shit. And then otherwise, I think that's about it. Is there any other things I want to watch? More Harley Quinn. That show is fucking funny. They have Stargirl on HBO now, so I might watch that. It's connected to the whole Titans and Doom Patrol shit.
I'm a Stargirl.
I don't think it's the same.
Oh.
But you know. I heard it's good, though, so I would recommend it. I mean, I'll let you know for sure. But it's supposed to be in the same universe as Titans and Doom Patrol, and I love those fucking shows, so I'm in. But yeah, I think that's about it. Unfocused, bitches.
That's right. We are out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord to join the Discord server and ask us more questions like what Wags asked, like arcade sticks and stuff. Maybe we should get a little room in there going about like, oh, you see the latest episode of this and that. That'd be kind of cool, right?
It's over.
Don't forget to subscribe.